Welcome to It's Your Ego, Stupid, a show lovingly intended for millions of spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people like you who may at times be led into ego stupidity, a lesser version of yourself, and a lesser version of life. This show will give you a much deeper understanding of what ego is, what it's doing to your life, how it can weaken your human and spiritual wellness, and how you can heal in each of these areas if needed. It's Your Ego, Stupid will heighten your awareness of the intense link between your ego and spirit, your humanity and divinity, and the synergy that can lead to the best version of you and your life. Your host is Dr. Nick Martin, a licensed psychologist who has worked in the clinical, university, school, and private practice settings over the past 40 years, while serving as a therapist, diagnostician, educator, and consultant. Welcome again to It's Your Ego, Stupid, and now your host, Dr. Nick Martin.
Hi everyone, I'm Dr. Nick Martin, and thank you for listening to It's Your Ego, Stupid on Ohm Times Radio. I hope you've had a great week as you go about meeting the many important challenges that we all face. Restoring today's show will have us focusing on genuine happiness and how lower ego vulnerability can get in the way of our ability to experience it. It's Your Ego, Stupid is a program for spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people, just like you and me, who may at times be led by our ego into something I call ego stupidity. A lesser version of ourselves, and often a lesser version of life. Ego stupidity that can be affecting relationships with family, friends, coworkers, and even ourselves. That could stand some improvement, maybe a lot of improvement. Lots of destructiveness and distance taking place involving poor communication, inability to compromise, and lack of compassion, rooted in ego energy issues. Ego stupidity that can be impacting our efforts to achieve and to be successful, to experience a sense of meaning to our life, and coming to know our life's purpose. Lots of people reporting dissatisfaction with their station in life, lacking a sense of direction, feeling lost, and a sense of meaninglessness rooted in ego energy issues. Ego stupidity affecting one's ability to deal effectively with all of the changes, adversity, stressors, and conflicts taking place in our life, often leading to their managing us rather than our managing them, again rooted in ego energy issues. Ego stupidity making it difficult to grow our mind with truth while keeping us stuck in faulty beliefs, values, attitudes, and prejudices. Many nowadays acquire from unfiltered social media, fake news on the internet, and opinion news on TV, masquerading as truth. Ego stupidity, making it difficult to feel genuine, lasting happiness, while often leading us into unneeded anxiety, anger, guilt, sadness, or fake happiness being substituted for the real thing. And finally, ego stupidity impacting our spiritual wellness and ability to be the love, life, and energy God is in our daily thoughts, words, and deeds. As you can see, there are lots of important places that ego stupidity can make its appearance in our lives. If you're an intelligent, spiritual being, and you are, and things aren't going as well as you'd like, you've come to the right place, because a lot of what's going wrong has nothing to do with our intelligence, the absence of spirituality, or being mentally ill, and has a lot more to do with our ego energy, serving as the fuel for ego stupidity. Your relationships and lives and experiences have taught me all of that over the past 40 years. And what I'm sharing with you in my shows and books and website about ego energy and ego stupidity and how we can heal it with ego medicine when and where needed. Again, I want to thank you for tuning in to It's Your Ego, Stupid on Ohm Times Radio. During today's show, we're going to continue focusing on our ability to experience genuine happiness, an important area of life. and what lower ego vulnerability can be doing to get in the way of that happening. Ego vulnerability that often leads to difficulty or inability to experience appropriate amounts of anxiety, anger, guilt, and love that can be useful in our journey to experiencing genuine happiness. Lower ego vulnerability that is standing in the way of finding our way to the ingredients, the gatekeepers, the roots to experiencing genuine happiness you've taught me, which are the foundation for experiencing lasting genuine happiness. Things such as being at peace with yourself, others, and the world. Being motivated by love in your dealings with people and life, rather than anger, fear, or guilt. Being connected to a sense of your life's purpose, both humanly and spiritually, which is intimately connected to your sense of service in whatever you're doing right now. Being free of inappropriate expectations of yourself, of others, and from others. And finally, being able to love and accept yourself just as you are, while being willing to grow. Each of these are made more difficult when lower ego vulnerability is at work in your life. Just ask yourself, how am I doing in these areas? Is there a need for improvement or growth? If there is, it's very likely your ego energy is getting in the way and distancing you from genuine happiness. Again, during today's program, we're going to be looking at the impact of lower ego vulnerability on genuine happiness, which is an issue that millions of people are experiencing, often linked to difficulty recognizing their weaknesses and imperfections, and realizing the need for growth and learning to become a better person. Difficulties that often involve an emotionless existence, in which they have difficulty experiencing anxiety, anger, guilt, and love-related thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. Difficulties that get in the way of being emotionally connected to life. Difficulties that make it difficult for them to know the contributors to experiencing genuine happiness I mentioned earlier. Some of these people are living in roles such as the sociopath, who is having a predatory approach to people. The sadist, who enjoys the suffering and pain of people. The logician, who approaches life as needing to be lived on extremely rational terms. And the hedonist, who is often a pleasure hound, that I talk about in my book, The Two Voices Within. People who are having difficulty feeling genuine happiness because they aren't at peace with themselves, others, or the world, because that carries little, if any, meaning for them. They have difficulty coming from a place of love in their dealings with people and life because love, empathy, and compassion are difficult for them to experience. They don't experience an inner sense of purpose rooted in service to others, both human and divine, because they have a distant emotional relationship with people that is mainly centered on meeting their own needs. It's not about you, it's about me, would be their mantra. People mainly exist for their enjoyment. When they fail to give them that, they often throw them away in order to look for someone else who will do so. They often have low or no expectations and make minimal demands of themselves because they don't want to put in the work necessary to fulfill their potential, as well as being oblivious to their failings. They're not very good at seeing what they're doing wrong in order to grow from this information. They're overly accepting of themselves in the sense that they only see the positive things or exaggerate them while failing to see what needs to be worked on. In this sense, they are unable to truly accept themselves because they can't truly see all of whom they are being. Does any of this sound familiar to you? Millions of people experience these difficulties as there are billions of people on the planet. And every one of them has an ego, just like you and me. I want you to take a look to see if you or somebody you know, somebody you live with, or somebody you work with is experiencing any of the symptoms, ego stupidity, and ego impact on spiritual wellness affecting happiness that I'll be talking about today. I want you to diagnose you, because you're the only one living you, 24/7. Now we're going to take a look at some of the symptoms that indicate if a lower ego vulnerability voice is talking to and through you in your life. And here is the first one. You have difficulty with the notion of working to experience genuine happiness. People with lower ego vulnerability aren't very much into work. They're so much more heavily into play. So the idea of working, the idea of genuine happiness is a very difficult notion for them to get excited about or think about. Do you find, these are some of the questions that are tying in with that, do you find the idea of genuine happiness to be boring and no fun? The things that I mentioned earlier about being in a place of peace and coming from a place of love and offering service and so on. Those things for people with lower ego vulnerability are often looked at as being something that's boring or no fun. Also, are you impatient and want the fun part of happiness to happen right away? People with lower ego vulnerability have a difficult time waiting to experience enjoyment and happiness. They want it to happen now. And are the notions of being at peace, motivated by love, being of service, fulfilling appropriate expectations, and accepting your weaknesses and imperfections meaningless to you? Meaning they just don't relate to that. That doesn't, it's not something their energy allows them to connect with. So that's the first symptom with some of the questions. I'm going to go on to the next one. You have difficulty feeling the emotions of anger, fear, and guilt when it would be appropriate to do so. In a way, being able to use their guidance to lead you in the direction of genuine happiness. So, do you have difficulty feeling guilt when you have harmed others? Is it difficult for you to tell people that you're sorry? And do you even know what that means? This is a very difficult thing for people with lower ego vulnerability to experience. And do you fake guilt by telling people what you think they want you to hear? So the lower ego vulnerability person goes to acting or feigning or faking a sense of guilt because that's what they think people want from them. But they're not really experiencing it. So that would be the second symptom for you to think about. Here's another one. You have difficulty feeling love. Difficulty feeling love. So is it difficult for you to feel empathy or sadness or compassion for others, be they people or even animals? There's been some research on how oftentimes, even particularly with younger people, when I'm talking about kids below the age of 10, when they display this insensitivity to animals, be they dogs or cats or other animal life, that they are displaying something going on with their nervous system, their emotional responsiveness that isn't sending a good message. Also, do you have difficulty feeling the love that others are offering to you? It's as if when you hear their messages, their words, their ideas, their gestures, that it doesn't really come through. It's difficult for you to connect to. And also, do you have difficulty wanting to reach out to help others, to meet their needs rather than your own? Many people for having lower ego vulnerability, they are not inclined to be their brother's keeper. They don't see the sense of any of that. So that's the third symptom. We'll go on to the fourth one. You often express angry, fearful, or loving thoughts and behaviors without feeling the emotion connected to them. So there's people with lower ego vulnerability have difficulty feeling the feeling that is often connected to an angry thought or an anxious thought. So are you angry without realizing you're angry? Again, sort of being out of touch with your emotions. Are you fearful without realizing you're fearful? Or are you loving without realizing you're loving? So there are behaviors and there are thoughts of an angry, fearful, or loving nature that maybe you're exhibiting, but you don't realize it. In my book, Ego Therapy, I talk about something called secondary low ego vulnerability. And this is a situation where many times people, due to psychological difficulties, maybe victimization early on in their lives, may turn off subconsciously the emotional piece of who they are. And as a result, because emotions may not be safe for them to experience. And so they just find it easier to not feel feelings. And so a person could be sarcastic and talking in a way that's very negative and very angry, but not even realize that there's anger going on beneath it. Or some people may get involved in teasing others. Sometimes some parents, some fathers tease their younger, their sons and daughters. Particularly, let's say it's about something like weight. And they don't even realize that that's a very angry thing to do because they don't feel the anger going on within it. So people can express these things below the anger or the emotion is below the surface. They can't feel it, but they're still angry. Or they're still anxious or fearful, or they're still loving, but they don't know it. Another symptom, you don't feel happy very long, and you have to do something to make happiness return. So people that are experiencing lower ego vulnerability are actually getting into pseudo-happiness or fake happiness as a substitute for genuine happiness. And these are some of the questions. How long does your happiness last? For people with lower ego vulnerability, it often has an expiration date. Also, are you easily bored? People with lower ego vulnerability find it easy to become bored, maybe even super bored. And that's why they often reach out to do something I call pleasure craving, arousal, stimulation, excitement, to offset that sense of boredom. And I'm going to mention one more symptom. You feel happy watching others become angry or fearful. You're happy. You experience a sense of happiness, actually pseudo-happiness or fake happiness, by watching others become angry or fearful. So do you enjoy watching people or animals suffer? Do you create drama at home to interrupt boredom? And do you enjoy the excitement, arousal, and stimulation that you can create? Because in many respects, it's emotion on your terms, not on life's terms. So these are some of the symptoms. I didn't get to all of them, but they are available in the free download of It's Your Ego Stupid. You don't have to have each symptom or any of them all of the time, but the more symptoms you have and the more often they happen, the stronger the indication that you're experiencing lower ego vulnerability that needs to be healed. And you'll also need to consider the symptoms over time to get a clearer picture of what's going on, because our ego energy can hide quite well from us, even though it's often in plain sight for others to see. Hiding from us due to the prism we're looking through to know ourselves and our life. We're coming up on our first break. When we return, we'll be looking at some of the reflections of ego stupidity connected to difficulty experiencing genuine happiness. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OM Times Radio. And I'll see you after the break.
Conscious media for conscious minds. OM Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Did you know that you have the power to change anything in your life? Did you know you can do so even with the things that you've already decided are impossible to change? Come join me, Venus Castleberg, on Outside the Impossible as I interview people from around the globe that have literally changed the things they thought were impossible to change just by using the amazing tools of Access Consciousness. Now airing Wednesdays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. Do you dare to believe that anything really is possible?
Hi, Dr. Nick Martin here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page where you can find each of my other books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, and The Two Voices Within.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your health care provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OM Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now we're going to take a look at reflections of ego stupidity when it's happening in a lower ego vulnerability's ability to experience happiness. Now some of these may seem strange or weird, or wrong or inappropriate, but that's because you're not living in that energy. But for those who have or are experiencing lower ego vulnerability, it often leads them to engage in ego-rooted, non-reality-based thoughts, feelings, and behaviors, particularly those involving happiness. It can often lead them to include that the abnormal things they are thinking or feeling or doing are normal when they aren't. And like the symptoms, they can become their abnormal normal that they don't realize they're caught up in. But others often can, because they aren't looking at them through the same ego energy prism that the lower ego vulnerability person is looking through to see what's taking place. And this has nothing to do with their intelligence, the absence of spirituality, or being under the influence of a mental illness. Because we're intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people who can get caught up in the web of an abnormal world of our own making due to our unhealthy, imbalanced ego energy. And we can stay stuck there until we heal the energy within us that's leading us to create them, which we can do with the use of ego medicine that consists of knowing what ego is and isn't, getting to the truth of ego, understanding what it is and what it's not, the truth about it and its energy that it's being in our lives. Also, we can learn to tune into our ego energy. We begin to see more of the amount of ego power, ego flexibility, and ego vulnerability that's happening in our ego energy. And this is something you don't have to do alone, because the combination of my books, my website, and this program are intended to help you do that. And finally, replacing ego-rooted, non-reality-based, truth-disconnected thoughts and beliefs that we created, not ego, but we created from the energy that flowed into our ego mind, and replace them with those which are connected to truth and reality, both human and divine. And the next part of today's program has to do specifically with this third contributor, taking a look at reflections of ego stupidity and thinking about replacing them with ego-rooted reality, reality-based thoughts to replace them. So here is the first reflection of ego stupidity. which is the thought that genuine happiness is no fun and boring. For the low ego vulnerability person, that thought is that there is no fun and the genuine happiness, the things that we were talking about earlier in the program, just isn't any fun. It's not. It's just boring. Well, let me ask you this: if you're a person who is experiencing peace, both inner and outer peace, doesn't that feel good? Doesn't that experience akin to something we would call happiness? When you are able to love and be loved and experience love in its purest sense, doesn't that feel happy? When you're not bearing the weight of inappropriate expectations as you go through your life, doesn't that feel happy? When you're able to experience the offering of service to others and the wellness that comes from being able to do that. I think many times we can even see it on television. People talk about their service and how good it makes them feel. It's an enjoyment. There's a joy and a happiness that comes forth when we are living in that place. And also, being able to accept you right now and as you are, there's a tremendous feeling of wellness and happiness that comes from being able to experience that. So the idea that happiness, genuine happiness, is no fun and boring is a non-reality-based thought when we are able to take in those aspects of genuine happiness and understand them for what they really are. But when we're not doing that, when we're thinking that genuine happiness is no fun and boring, it's your ego making you stupid. Another reflection of ego stupidity. Genuine happiness and pleasure-based happiness are the same thing. People with lower ego vulnerability really probably don't have something other than pleasure-based happiness to really relate to. So they tend to think of them as being the same thing, not realizing that they are really two very different things. The low ego vulnerability person is often confusing with the one with the other. And so they can be looking for one thing, pleasure, in an effort to get the other thing. So when people are preoccupied with getting money, getting power, getting status, getting toys in the form of homes or cars or jewelry or whatever other thing that represents something that is connected to pleasure-based happiness, you're led often to conclude that this is what it's about. This is what life's about. This is what it means to be happy. But it's not. So when you're looking at pleasure-based happiness as actually representing genuine happiness, that's a non-reality-based thought, and that's your ego making you stupid. Another reflection, that you have to feel anger, fear, or love for it to be real. That is, if you're not feeling anger, fear, or love, that it's not real in the mind of the person with lower ego vulnerability. And this particular thought misses the understanding that you actually can be experiencing any of these emotions on the inside, but you're not feeling them on the outside. This was a symptom I think I talked about earlier. So you can be missing a lot of your angry or anxious thoughts and behaviors. People who may be verbally abusive, they may not feel the anger, but they are actually quite angry. Or when people are stealing or betraying or lying to people a lot, they may not outwardly feel the anger, but it's there and it's real. So when you're thinking that you must feel anger or fear or love for it to be there, for it to be real, that's your ego making you stupid. Another reflection, if I'm not feeling guilty, I must not be hurting others. People with lower ego vulnerability have a very difficult time experiencing the sense of guilt, an appropriate sense of guilt for wrongdoing. And this difficulty often is one reason that people with this energy often miss the harm they are doing to others. So there can be lots of harm, lots of insensitivity, lots of ruthlessness, a lack of consideration going on that they fail to recognize because the guilt signal is not going off to allow them to know that. But in reality, it is going on. They are hurting people. And this is also why they have difficulty owning and taking responsibility for their harm to others. It's very hard for people with low ego vulnerability to truly own what they've done and to take responsibility for the damage that they've done to other people. But just because you're not feeling the guilt doesn't mean you're not hurting other people. But if you're thinking what I was saying earlier, that you're not hurting people, that you're the absence of guilt means the absence of harm, well, that's your ego making you stupid. Another reflection. It's okay to enjoy the pain, the suffering, and the misery of others. People with lower ego vulnerability often experience a sense of excitement and arousal and stimulation that they can't seem to experience under healthier or better circumstances due to their emotional distance that they experience. They can't feel healthy emotions under normal circumstances. And so this can become a justification for getting into the arousal, the stimulation, and the pleasure they want to experience, and even if it's coming at the hands of others. In some respects, at the experience of others who are going through a difficult time. For the person with lower ego vulnerability, it's as if the ends justifies the means. So in order to experience my version of happiness, my pseudo-happiness, if I have to enjoy the suffering and pain of others, so be it. But when you're thinking that, it's your ego making you stupid. Now, I'm going to mention one more reflection of ego stupidity, which is that people don't know when I'm pretending to feel guilty. The thought, people don't know when I'm pretending to feel guilty. The low ego vulnerability person has maybe been told they need to take ownership of their mistakes and violations. And so they may tend to feign or pretend to be guilt or to experience remorse. And they try to demonstrate that to other people, and they think they're getting away with it. I've seen criminals many times think that, you know, by just acting like they feel guilty, that that's enough. Well, what they're feeling to realize that many times people can see right through that. They can see right through that act, that they're not, and so they're not really getting away with what they think they're getting away with in terms of people seeing them as owning up to their misbehavior, their illegal violations or victimization of others. So when we are caught up in when people don't realize that people can see through them and what's really going on, that they're pretending to be guilty, well, that's your ego making you stupid. I'm going to go ahead now to talk about some specific insights connected to the symptoms and ego stupidity I've been talking about. These are insights that can help you to better see what's going on behind the scenes and beneath the surface when it comes to difficulty experiencing genuine happiness. These insights are intended to help you see more of your ego blindness and what ego is actually doing when it comes to difficulties experiencing genuine happiness that's lasting. And the first insight, your lower ego vulnerability voice is distancing you from all of the emotions that can lead you to acceptance of the weaknesses and the imperfections of your humanity. You can never experience genuine happiness if you don't make contact with your humanity. And this is going to involve the use of emotions. And that's the same for all of us. So your lower vulnerability is stopping you from realizing that you need these emotions to know who you truly are in your humanity. It's stopping you from recognizing those ingredients to happiness which remain meaningless to you. It's stopping you from realizing you want to experience emotions on your own terms, not life's terms. So when you're using emotion for your enjoyment, for your pseudo-happiness, that's using emotions on your terms and not life's terms, as if they don't exist. So we're going to talk about the next symptom. the insight. Your lower ego vulnerability voice is keeping you at a distance from truly seeing your weaknesses and your imperfections and vulnerability. It's helping you to treat them as if they don't exist, but in reality they do. Again, an awareness of your humanity that you must come to know in order to ever experience genuine happiness. It's a door we all have to go through in order to know happiness, the ability to accept and recognize our humanity as we work with it. Another insight, your lower ego vulnerability voice is weakening your ability to love and feel love from others as a means to keeping distance from your weaknesses and imperfections and vulnerability. Again, creating distance from an awareness of your humanity that you must come to know in order to ever experience genuine happiness. Love, as you probably all know, is an important emotion for getting to know these things because it opens the door to empathy and compassion for who we are truly are. Another insight. Your lower ego vulnerability and emotional absence has created an intense hunger and desperation to experience happiness that has led you to a false understanding of it via pleasure-based happiness and often the addictions that come with it. It's leading you to try to take a shortcut to experience genuine happiness that will always be a dead end. This game plan to experience happiness has nothing to do with those five ingredients, and you can't make it work that way. Another insight. Your lower ego vulnerability voice is leading you to the illusion that you're less angry and fearful than you actually are. So there's a lot more emotion going on inside of you than you realize. And it has created a distance from the awareness of your humanity and often the underlying pain and suffering being experienced by you on the inside. Pain and suffering, anger and fear being revealed in thoughts and words and behaviors. In my book, Ego Therapy, I talk about behavioralized emotion and cognitivized emotion. The first one deals with our behaviors revealing the kinds of feelings we're actually experiencing. And the second one, cognitivized emotion, dealing with the kinds of thoughts that are revealing what's really going on inside. Another insight. Your lower ego vulnerability voice has distanced you from realizing how much you enjoy watching others become angry or fearful. Not realizing you really enjoy it, but you must come to know how much you're enjoying it. It's serving as a means to a false sense of happiness, which you're currently unaware of. And one more insight. Your lower ego vulnerability has distanced you from realizing how you instigate emotional drama and situations for the purpose of your arousal, excitement, and stimulation that you equate with happiness. These are the kinds of things happening in your life, and they're not happening by accident. Particularly, the more often you create these situations, the more it is a pattern that's going on in your life. That's the more the case where you are actually instigating these kinds of things. They're not happening by chance, by accident. And again, it's the use of emotion on your terms, not life's terms, which is a faulty use of emotion. So these are some of the reflections of ego stupidity and the insights involving ego's voice, and there are many more available in my book, It's Your Ego Stupid, again, available as a free download on the homepage of my website, egoandspirit.info. We're coming up on our second break. When we return, we'll be looking at ego's impact on our spiritual wellness. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OM Times Radio. And I'll see you after the break.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. a philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at ohmtimes.com. Ohm Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Ohm Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hi, Dr. Nick here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page, where you can find focused ego meditations that can help you know whether you are truly speaking with your voice in your life or ego is speaking for you.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Ohm Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now we're going to take a look at how lower ego vulnerability can impact our spiritual wellness when it comes to experiencing happiness. We're looking at ego's impact on the connection to the divinity within our humanity. The lessening of our spiritual wellness involves gaining distance from being the love, the life, and the energy God is within our thoughts, words, and deeds when ego energy is getting in the way of experiencing happiness. Ego is getting in the way of being the unconditional, connective, unburdened, and unlimited love that God is in our thoughts, our feelings, and behaviors as we go about experiencing happiness. Ego is getting in the way of being able to recognize the presence of God in all life forms, including ourselves, as well as honoring and respecting others at all times and in all places as we go about experiencing happiness. And ego is getting in the way of being able to access the healing and transformative energy God is within our being when we work with the light of human and divine truth to experience happiness. Again, each of these can be undermining our spiritual wellness by distancing us from God, the God within us, our divinity. And here are some examples of ego's impact on spiritual wellness for those with lower ego vulnerability. And we'll start with being the love God is. Our first example of ego's impact on spiritual wellness and happiness. People with lower ego vulnerability have difficulty being spiritually well and happy when they are enjoying the pain and suffering of others as a means to happiness. So here we're looking at people who are witnessing it, who are watching it take place, and experiencing a sense of enjoyment coming from the result of looking at the pain and suffering of others. Your divinity doesn't involve unloving others by preying upon them as a means to your happiness. It doesn't involve enjoying their weaknesses, their imperfections, and their vulnerabilities as a means to your enjoyment. So when each of these are happening, you're disconnecting from your spirituality and you're less spiritually well. Another impact on spiritual wellness and happiness involving the love God is. people with lower ego vulnerability have difficulty being spiritually well and happy when they're instigating pain and misery and distress on others by preying upon their weaknesses, imperfections, and vulnerability as a means to their happiness. And here we're talking about instigating it, causing it, their misery and the pain and the distress of others. Whereas the first example or indication had to do with witnessing it. Here we're actually out to cause it, to instigate it. Your divinity doesn't involve using unloving thoughts, words, and deeds intended to fill others with anger or fear or guilt for the purpose of your amusement and enjoyment and happiness. So when each of these is happening, when each of this is happening, that is, you're disconnecting from your spirituality and you're less spiritually well. Next, we're going to talk a little bit about ego's impact on being the life God is. People with lower ego vulnerability have difficulty being spiritually well and happy when their ego is leading them to dishonor others by preying upon their weaknesses, imperfections, and vulnerabilities. Your divinity and being the life God is involves honoring and respecting the weaknesses and imperfections of their humanity, not abusing or exploiting them as a source of entertainment or excitement or stimulation for yourself. This is an honor and respect that allows you to support others, to support them in learning and growing from their weaknesses and imperfections, which in the context of this service can bring you to genuine happiness. But when this isn't happening, you're disconnecting from your spirituality and you're less spiritually well. I'm going to talk about another ego impact involving the life God is. People with lower vulnerability have difficulty being spiritually well and happy when they're using emotions such as anger or fear, even love, as tools to experiencing excitement, arousal, and stimulation. Here again, we're returning to this idea that you're using emotions on your terms, not life's terms. On life's terms, it's about those emotions helping us, guiding us, teaching us where we need to work on things in our life to help us grow, to get the most out of ourselves in life. Your divinity doesn't involve dishonoring these emotions as though they are toys to be played with, using them for this purpose, rather than the guidance they can offer in dealing with the challenges of your humanity and helping get you closer to the ingredients to happiness that we've talked about. So when this is happening, you're disconnecting from your spirituality and you're less spiritually well. Last, we're going to talk about the energy God is and being that energy and how ego can have an impact upon it. This involves being able to recognize the availability of healing and transformative energy within your being when you're connected to human and divine truth. This is a capacity that is 3 million years in the making. Your and my divine age are built upon the love, the life, and the energy God is, which has been unfolding over that time, and which has led to your and my incredible design. Our divine ages are the same, because we all began from the same starting point and the same source. So even though we might differ in human ages, we're not different in our divine age, in our divinity. Here's an example of ego's impact on spiritual wellness and happiness involving the energy God is. People with lower vulnerability have difficulty being spiritually well and happy when their healing and transformation is weakened by disconnection from their humanity as a means to happiness. your divine connection doesn't allow for healing and transformation from your weaknesses and your imperfections and your vulnerability, and the continuation of your journey to peace, to love, to acceptance, and service, when there is an absence of awareness of the truth of their existence and the need to learn and grow from them. You cannot deny your humanity within your efforts to know happiness. So when this is happening, you're disconnecting from your spirituality and you're less spiritually well. I'm going to mention one more ego impact on spiritual wellness and happiness involving the energy God is. People with lower ego vulnerability have difficulty being spiritually well and happy when their healing and transformation is being undermined by preying upon the humanity of others for your enjoyment. Your divinity doesn't allow for healing and transformation by preying upon and failing to accept the humanity of others, represented within their weaknesses, imperfections, and vulnerability. Your healing and your transformation and your happiness can only happen when you accept and support people within the recognition of the limitations of their humanity, when you are relating to them in peace and love and understanding and service. But when this isn't happening, you're disconnecting from your spirituality and you're less spiritually well. As we leave our focus on ego's impact on our spiritual wellness, I want to say that we often make God and our connection to God so much harder than it has to be, which is what happens when ego is getting in between us. God and life and we become so much better and easier and happier when we remove that obstacle. Now I want to offer a frame of reference for knowing when you're healing from lower ego vulnerability and you're able to experience genuine happiness. All of the symptoms, the ego stupidity, and ego's impact on spiritual wellness I referred to earlier was when ego was speaking for you and through you. When you're healing your lower ego vulnerability, this is what your voice will be speaking. This is an excerpt from the Two Voices Within. Through these changes, I have awakened from the imprisonment of my emotional absence. I once believed this prison freed me from the dangers of emotional entanglement and obligation. However, this freedom only brought me emptiness and a weakened sense of purpose and meaning within my life. It was a freedom that often had me seeking the pleasure of emotion on my terms. A freedom in which I could feel love, fear, guilt, anger, or sadness when I wanted to feel it, and not when I needed to feel it. My awakening has allowed me to follow my emotions rather than leading them. I am no longer suspicious of them, and I welcome them when they lead me to my weakness, imperfection, and vulnerability. These emotional gifts have freed me to know my human and divine truth. Again, the words of your voice when healing from lower ego vulnerability. As we leave our focus on lower ego vulnerability and difficulty experiencing genuine happiness, please give some thought to the symptoms, the ego stupidity, the insights, and the spiritual impact I've shared with you. And if any of it resonates with you, please help me to share it with others. Well, we've reached the end of today's program. I hope what I've shared with you will serve as a dose of ego medicine, assisting you in your effort to know true, genuine, and lasting happiness. Our program next week is going to focus on ego, ecology, and becoming an ecologist. These are things that you probably have never heard of, but which is actually the study of you by you. We'll be looking more closely at some of the resources available to you within my website and books, as well as this program, that can assist you in the study of ego and your ego. I want to mention before I leave that you can also purchase each of my books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, The Two Voices Within, and It's Your Ego Stupid, at the online bookstores for Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Balboa Press. Now, I want to end today's show with this message. The great news is that working to heal your ego energy using ego medicine, by growing your awareness of its symptoms, ego stupidity, insights, and spiritual impact will allow the divine truth in your being to flow and to shine through you and allow you to fully embrace each of the divine gifts. The spiritual part of healing is a given. It's part of your endowment. Divine truth and the divine gifts are part of your heritage that already exists within you. You need do nothing more to be spiritual. You already are. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. You only need to enhance your humanity with ego medicine, so that all which is available to you is given. Fix your ego to fix your life, humanly and spiritually. I want to thank you for listening and allowing me to be your servant. I want you to have a great week, and please come back to my next program. In peace and love, this is Dr. Nick saying goodbye for now.